defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Indeed. Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, the GunBroker.com studios, on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone. I told you yesterday, I asked David Kodria if he would come back again today to join us to continue what has been two great days of discussion. And lo and behold, if you're watching me on your television sets or if you're watching the Facebook live stream, you see him right here behind me on the board, right here on the wall. If you're listening live on radio stations around the country, David Kodria joins me again here in these GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms microphone. David, day three. Welcome.
Round three. Let's go.
I don't know where we're going. I've been so busy all day today. When I have you on, it's like really cool because I know I can ask you a question. And if I really need to, I can get up and go get some more coffee or something and down the hall and come back. And David will still be going on because he's got so much to say.
Let me just say that, you know, Sunday night we talked about a pending Yamaland comment that I'd turned in that day,
right,
about the Stone Mountain thing. That is still not out yet, but I am assured it will be out later today. So this is what happens.
Do we know what's taking so long?
Well, you know, it's 4th of July weekend, and you know, for me, I'm a free agent. I can do things whenever I want, but they have things that they need to do that, you know, and limited resources to put into it, so they get to it when it can. It'll go out tonight. I got another one ready to go out tomorrow, and then I got a third one that I'm ready to write tomorrow. I got all my resources and links and all that lined up, and all I got to do is put the thing together. So it just happens that way, okay? But finally, people will get around to it, and I predict that some are going to get angry with it, as per an email that you forwarded me earlier today.
You know, I'm going to read this email, but let's set this up first. First of all, we're talking about, let's talk about Atlanta in general. And if you are sitting here watching me, if you're anywhere watching me, you can see the downtown Atlanta skyline right behind me, or a part of it anyway. So I'm bringing you the program from the Metro ATL. And David, there's a lot of stress in the city of Atlanta right now. The National Guard was called out yesterday on Monday by Brian Kemp. The mayor has lost, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, who, by the way, yesterday told us that she is COVID positive. She is losing control. She's also on, apparently, a short list for, what's his name, Basement Boy? Who is it that's running?
Are we talking,
Biden?
Yeah, that's who I can't remember. Every time you bring him up, I go senile.
It's Biden is running, and she's on a short list, supposedly, of VP candidates, and she's lost control of Atlanta. She's under tremendous criticism and tremendous stress. She is allowed protesters, and there's comparisons being made to CHOP or CHAZ. You know, and I don't like using the terms they give because they didn't name anything. They stole a part of Seattle for weeks and got away with it because of weak leadership, Democrat leadership. In this particular case, she's exhibiting similar qualities here. That she's not. What they're doing is they're setting up barricades around this Wendy's where Rashad was killed by Atlanta police officers a couple weeks back. And they're taking over the area. And these protesters are armed, and they are using their firearms. And just recently, as you know, you may have seen this, murdered an 8-year-old girl when they were shooting into a car that was driving past the barricades that they set up in their no-go zone. So this is complete lawless behavior in Atlanta. Brian Kemp, the governor, said, no. And he activated the National Guard, and the National Guard is in Atlanta putting a stop to this. David, first off, my prediction. It's going to be a long, hot summer in Atlanta and other Democrat-controlled cities, right?
No doubt about it.
Dangerous, too, right?
Oh, and this is the type of behavior. You know, when we were talking about, protesters not breaking any laws, now all of a sudden we're breaking laws, and that is what needs to be addressed.
And fortunately, we have a strong governor here that is doing that. Now, I just wanted to give you that little sidebar there of what's happening in Atlanta. At Stone Mountain, just outside of town, there was a, and what the papers are referring to, armed black protesters that were marching through Stone Mountain Park. Now, if you've Stone Mountain Park, have you ever been to Stone Mountain Park, David?
Yes, I have. As a matter of fact, I was out there last time I was out there and saw you. Remember, I had my one son with me, and I took him to the top of Stone Mountain.
And your thoughts on that park out there? It's vast.
Yeah, it is vast. Look, I can see where that monument is controversial.
Sure.
My whole thing is that you cannot erase the past. You know, Santayana said those who, you know, cannot remember the right past are condemned to repeat it. And we have to remember it all. And things can be remembered in context, and the prevailing population is going to remember things in context. But when you become the ideological Taliban, okay, you know, that just is the that's Stalinist. And yeah. I'm glad that you mentioned the mayor of Atlanta, because in her speech, she was saying we are fighting the enemy within when we are shooting each other up on our streets. Okay, and I happen to agree with her.
I agree with her too. Shoot, it's the same thing. She's saying, in some cases, look, I've given her credit where credit is due. I think at the first night of the rioting, I think some of her commentary was spot on, and I mentioned that. I'll criticize her. I'll give her creds where the creds are due. I'll give her mad props, and I have.
Let me tell you where I'm going with this though, because now you go to medium.com. And you look up a column by a writer by the name of Joshua Adams, I'm sorry, and it's headlined, "Bringing Up Black-on-Black Crime is Racist." It also doesn't make sense. So if we're not going to be, you know, have cognitive dissonance, he must be saying that the mayor of Atlanta is, by bringing that up, is racist, and it doesn't
racist.
Make sense, because they both can't be right. One of them has to be wrong.
Absolutely correct. Now, let me go back to what at Stone Mountain. Now, I made comments, and I stand by my comments, 100,000%. I absolutely, now you've got to go right, well, I guess I should read the email. How about I read the email? Because the protesters. So I get an email from a guy, his name is Mike, and it says, "Mark, tried listening to you and Kodria tonight." He's referring to Sunday night's broadcast. "You guys have no clue about the Stone Mountain protest. Kodria was close to Mike Vanderbeau, and these guys are itching to kill some white 3%ers. If you see these people as your brothers, you have mental problems. Think and research before you blather on the radio. Since you bought the show, it's been going straight downhill." And that's from Mike. Now, I love getting emails like that. And when I get emails like that, I love to respond to them. And I love to read them on the air. Because what Mike doesn't tell you is that Mike loves the show because he listens and writes me all the time. So he's still listening. He's probably listening right now. But that's okay, because I love emails like that. So I responded to Mike. Should we go through my response, David, do you think?
We could go through your response and my response, and you know, we could have fun with this.
We're going to. I responded, "Hi, Mike, thanks for another email. I'll make this clear so it sinks in. I never claimed they were my brothers. I said I vehemently disagree with their ideology. In fact, I said yesterday, which was Monday, their words were a threat. The final statements that they made, and David, you saw that differently. We disagreed on that, but that's what I commented yesterday. However," I continued, "and this is the part you don't like, they have the right to carry their guns into that park just like you do, so long as they are not prohibited from carrying or owning guns, whether you like their ideology or not." I've seen that video. He sent me a link to a YouTube video. I've seen that video and others, and while I despise their speech and their objectives, that does not preclude them under Georgia law from being armed at that march. You don't have to like it. It's just what it is. People you disagree with have the right to bear arms in America. To suggest otherwise makes you a hypocrite. Sorry, but it was perfectly legal for them to do what they did. Side note, regarding the program, it's real simple. If you don't like it, stop listening. And I copied you in on that email, and then I, you know, politely said, "Thanks for the email, Mike." He's written me before many times over the years, and he's going to continue listening. He's just an agitator. But, David, your response to that. Oh, we got 30 seconds, so let's do this. I don't want to have to interrupt you. I want you to be able to just run like a freight train. Fair enough?
Done.
Okay. When we come back from this break, I'll give, David did not reply to Mike. It came to me. But we're going to give the reply over the airwaves. It has a much better impact. And I want you to hear how David responded, because the letter writer also referenced Mike Vanderbo. You remember Mike Vanderbo. We're going to find out. David will remind you a little bit about Mike. Controversial figure, yeah, to some, not to others. We'll be back with David Kodier right after this. Keep that email in your head. We'll bring you up to speed when we come back from the break, and then we'll hear David's response. Be back. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man. The American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
You know, a great quality tactical flashlight can be the tool that stops an attacker in his tracks with blinding light, allowing you the opportunity to escape. But there's a lot of cheap lights out there, right? So we're going to help you out. You know what I mean if you've gotten one of those low quality flashlights. They're just not as bright as you were led to believe. But here's one tactical flashlight that lives up to its promises. I'm talking about the Farpoint Tactical Pro. It has a blinding 4,000 true lumens of LED light that illuminate any person or object at a distance of not one, but four football fields. But finding a genuine Farpoint Tactical Pro isn't easy. A lot of Chinese companies are knocking these things off just to fool you and turn an easy profit. That's not unusual today. You must buy directly from the manufacturer to know you're getting the real thing. Good news. Our partner, Pulse TV, has this flashlight, and I just got permission to give it to you at a deep one-time discount today. But you got to hurry. Inventory is very limited. These are going to sell out fast. To get the exclusive offer, just visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED to place your order today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
this upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. I am picking up some 10mm ammo on GunBroker.com today. That's going to be later this afternoon when I get a chance. I've been extremely busy all day today. If you were watching some of the live streams earlier, we're doing some testing on Facebook Live about once a week, behind-the-scenes stuff. And in the process, I'm talking some baseball with Mike from Arms Room. So if you want to go in there and get off the news train for a little bit, because we're both big baseball fans, I'm hopeful baseball is going to play this year. I'm still not convinced yet. Not when you got players like Freddie Freeman and others that are testing. There's going to be others in the locker rooms that are testing positive too. So I you know, you got Mike Trout and others, best baseball player in the major leagues, is not playing. They don't want to take the risk. So I'm not convinced yet. But we'll see. Hopefully it will, you know, first pitch on 7/24. We can get some normalcy going on in this crazy, weird media-induced panic. Notice I said media-induced panic. GunBroker.com is where you want to go. If you're looking for ammo of any caliber, they've got it. I was talking with Patricia today, and I made the check today, so I'm set to rock and roll. All right, let's go back to David Kodria. David, welcome back in. We were talking about the email I got, which I love emails like that. I do. I love when I get emails like that. And just to give a recap, if you're just joining us, we had an email or call, just agitating, you know, telling me I don't know what the blank I'm talking about when it comes to Stone Mountain, and told me that I guess he was claiming that I was brothers, that David Kodria and I were brothers with the armed protesters, when in fact I said I despise their ideology, but was talking specific fact that they do in fact have the right to march lawfully under Georgia law and protest the way they did. And yes, they can say some things that you don't like, but that does not detract in any way from them their right to keep and bear arms in that park. And I support that as someone who supports gun rights, okay? That I don't have a problem with that. They have the same right as I do. David, go ahead, and you heard my response to that. Your response to the email.
Yeah, well, first of all, I'd like to give Mike credit for the video that he sent, because it did show me one thing, and that was the moron that was in the prone position aiming at the
right
mountain. And to me, that seems like something that law enforcement ought to take a look at in terms of being actionable, because there are people on top of that mountain. I mentioned when you asked me if I'd ever been there, I was on top of there with my son, who was on top of there at the time this idiot was pointing his rifle at the mountain. And
Yahoo.
You know what would have been the fallout. You know, we all know Cooper's rules. So that was bad, that was wrong. That to me is something that should be looked at, and if action can be taken, it ought to be taken. But in terms of everything else, look, you know, we are a nation, a rule of law, and if we can just ignore that law, then, you know, right now I hate these people too. Okay, I absolutely loathe and have contempt for anyone who is a communist. Okay,
right.
I'm not talking Black Lives Matter or anything like that. We've had gun owners team up and pose with Black Lives Matter people, Black Guns Matter people like that. That's fine and good, and we can have different agendas in terms of that as well. But the one point we agree on is that we have rule of law and we have due process under rule of law for every individual. And while I can attack people ideologically, if you start letting me attack them physically, then rule of law is dissipated and we have anarchy. And I found that what his response to that was he was hearing what he wanted to hear, discounting what we did say, and offering no solutions. And because he invoked Mike Vanderbo's name, I suggest that people can go to Mike's blog, which is still up, SipsyStreetIrregulars.blogspot.com, and just put in Black Panthers in the search bar, and you'll find plenty of articles where Mike talked about it, plenty of blog posts, but in none of them did he suggest that it would be appropriate to take any kind of physical action unless it was defensive and in response to a genuine and, you know, demonstrable threat. And Mike absolutely had more contempt for communism than anyone I know, because he had the benefit of, in his younger days, of having been a communist. And later becoming a Christian and becoming interested in, and very well schooled in the philosophies of the founding fathers and the militias and things like that. And Mike became an ideological leader that I regret his death to this day, which was, I believe, 4 years ago. Okay.
Yeah.
And here's my thing. If you can go after the Black Panthers for what we saw, then you can go after the Boogaloo Boys as well. And
sure.
To anybody who's going to tell me differently on this, okay? And I'm expecting when my article does come out on Ammoland that I'm going to get a lot of people that are going to read what they want to read into it, just like Mike did, and that are going to, you know, be probably even more aggressive in terms of repudiating me and you than he was. And my question to you is, tell us the law you would impose. If it makes sense, I'll support it. Mark will support it. Just
sure.
Make sure a Democrat majority couldn't use it against us. Okay?
That's where you go above and beyond. That's where you go above and beyond the normal mind. Because you go to that, okay, show that to me, but show me how it can't be used against me. Because they will try. They will try. Actually, David, I'm blown away that we haven't yet heard anything. Have you been able to find, you and I have been doing this together now a lot of years, but for the last 3 days, I've not been able to find anything. Have you seen anything from moms? Have you checked the tweets or anything about the armed Black March?
I haven't been back to it because typically what I do is I work an article and then I go on to the next adventure in life and don't return to it unless something calls it to my attention.
Yeah.
But it was the point that I made in the article that I wrote and submitted on Sunday was at the time that I wrote it and at the time that we spoke on Sunday evening, there had been no response from Everytown, no response from the
right.
Bradys, no response from Gifford/Courage, and no response from Everytown, did I say that, and Moms and Brady and Giffords, about the armed Black protest march on Stone Mountain. And
yeah.
And these are people that you take a look at Everytown, and they wanted to accuse the people at Virginia Lobby Day of being a bunch of racists and dangerous, and the thing went off. It was everyone was welcome. You know, there are photographs attesting to the fact that Black and white gun owners interested in the right to keep and bear
right.
arms and may have other political differences, but standing in solidarity together as Americans.
And you and I knew a lot of those individuals. So
sure.
I would love to hear from them, but you're still never going to hear me give them an invitation on this program. We talk about them. We don't talk to them. They're liars. They cannot be trusted. And we're not going to put them on these airwaves. This time belongs to us. They get enough airtime and enough airplay and enough money from Michael Bloomberg and the rest. David, we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, this is not... This story is a little disturbing. North Carolina, you know, I'm just going to take you there. North Carolina, you think of North Carolina, you think gun-friendly state, et cetera. North Carolina's got some work to do. It really, truly does. You've got to get a permit in order to purchase a gun in North Carolina. You wouldn't think that. And the governor is a Democrat who just vetoed a bipartisan Second Amendment bill, the Second Amendment Preservation Act. And you don't think about this when you think of North Carolina. You don't think... this type of law. This would be something you would think would happen in New Jersey. I'll cover it quick, and then I'm going to let David take us wherever we want to go because he can and we will, because that's what Armed American Radio Daily Defense does here in these GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone. We'll be back with David Cody right after this. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
This is Defender Coffee in this cup. If you're watching on the live stream or if you're watching on televisions, on television screens up in Northern California, the 11 stations in Reno, Nevada, it's iced Defender Coffee. I just got my other three bags. I upped my order. I was getting two bags. I now got three bags coming in because we're just drinking too much of it. DefenderCoffee.com. Support the Second Amendment with every single sip of coffee because the profits from your individual bags go where you direct them. I direct mine to the Second Amendment Foundation. And the list over there with Derek and the crew is growing. Please use the promo code AAR. You get 10% off everything over there, except the coffee club, because you already get the free shipping, okay? So keep that in mind. Use the promo code AAR and take advantage of the 10% off of everything over there. David, welcome back in. We've got a number of questions on here. The interaction is great. One of them says, David Codrey is well-informed. That's from Robin. You better believe it. That's David is one of my favorite guests and one of the smartest men I know, too. On a lot of issues, he's mentored me many times in the past. David, welcome back, brother.
You know, can you just record that particular segment and play it for my wife and kids?
I just did, and I could be more than happy to send you that clip. Yes, I'll send you the MP3 of that after the show. Don't think I'm kidding, because I will do it. All right, Matt Russell asks, in light of the massive gun sales over the past several months, a question. Is this the result of Dems/liberals and other first-timers finally seeing the light behind the necessity of the 2A and benefit of civilian gun ownership, or is this evidence that... Now, here's the problem I have, Matt. If I click see more on that, there's a possibility I won't be able to get back in to the rest of the moderation. Facebook likes to play games with us along there. So let me just answer the first top of the question. It is probably a combination of what you're asking in the second half, as well as a lot of liberals and Dems. Let me tell you something. There's a lot of liberal gun owners out there. Okay, they love the okay for me, but not for thee, because they love the protection that their weapons afford them, just not you. And you've got a lot of those liberal gun owners. David, tell me if you disagree with me here or agree with me. A lot of those liberal gun owners, I think, are going to come over to our side on this because they're seeing the turmoil in their country. And like you and I, they're afraid. David, your thought on that? A lot of liberals buying guns now. What does it mean?
I hope that some do that. Whether or not a critical mass will do that enough to make a difference is something that I would hesitate to weigh in on. My gut feel is no, that Democrats are going to be Democrats. I went through the LA riots, okay, and I saw how many people were just outraged when they went to buy a gun and found out, wait a minute, there's hoops we have to jump through, you know. And Tom Bradley is closing down ammunition sales, and what's going on? And yet, take a look at how Los Angeles is still voting. And then you take a look at the, I can never remember her name, you know, I call her Chiquita Guevara or whatever, Angeli Ocasio-Cortez.
AOC, however. Just call her AOC, the idiot up in New York.
And her mother moves down to Florida and is quoted in the paper saying, well, this is great because my taxes are so much lower down here. Do you think that's going to stop her from, you know, stumping for her daughter and the socialists every chance they get? You know, you see time after time, place after place, they foul their own nest, they move out of it because it becomes intolerable, and they move to other states like Texas, which is, you know, in danger of turning blue, or Montana, or
Colorado,
Idaho,
Arizona,
and they break the Colorado. They bring their politics with them, and it's enough to make you slam your head against a wall and say, how come they don't see this? But, you know, it's tough when people are doctrinaire and they don't think things through. And all they really know about guns is what the media has told them.
Right.
And therefore, even though they have theirs, they don't have the breadth and the depth of knowledge to understand that, you know what, if you vote for Joe Biden, guess what's going to happen, people?
Yeah, you know what's interesting? I love the mess their nest. You know what that means? That means they poop where they sleep. Okay. That's exactly what that means. And they do. They mess their nest. Then they want to get out of it, and they build a new nest and mess that nest up. See, it's true. Let me add something to that. I believe there absolutely will be some, no question about it. To what degree, we don't know. But here's my take on Democrats that love guns. I love Democrats that love guns because I think they're fixable. Democrats, see, a lot of these people, you got to look at it as whether or not they're single-issue voters, and they're not. A Democrat purchasing a gun for the first time is not a gun single-issue voter. He's a Democrat who bought a gun because he or she was afraid. But that Democrat is fixable. We can work with somebody like that. We can get people like that to the range. But you cannot be a gun rights activist and pull the lever for Ocasio-Cortez or Joe Biden, who has made it very clear he wants to take your firearms. Okay? You are simply a Democrat that loves guns. And I love that because I think you're fixable. I don't know how many are going to move over to our side. No doubt, of course, some certainly will. Paul Muse, I hope I'm saying your name proper, says, Mark, you stand on principle by stating their right to bear arms, and I agree with you, but I wonder if they would give us the same support. David, he's talking about the armed black protest in Stone Mountain. My response to that is, I don't care whether they do. I would venture to say that most probably would, because they understand their right to bear arms. David, you want to take issue with that? What do you think?
Yeah, I take issue with that. I think that most of the mob, and that's what it is, would be more than happy to take the mob leader direction of get him. And I think that, you know, were they to win and were we to lose, you know, it would be no different from any other communist revolution, and there would be people standing in front of lime pits.
Yeah, although where I want to go with that, I want to clarify, I want to articulate this properly. I believe they understand my right to bear arms because they exercise their right to bear arms. They know I'm armed. They're armed. That's how I would answer that question. Not going into the communists should there be a confrontation or you know, whatever that outcome may be. I would leave it on the surface right there. I hope that makes sense. Brian in Pennsylvania checking in. I love you guys in Pennsylvania. You've got to go for Trump in Pennsylvania. Now, here's one from Matt Russell, David. This is interesting. and they were stopping cars and arguably intimidating the white drivers while being armed. What does Georgia law say about that, let alone if it were an armed white group person telling some black driver, we're sending you back, et cetera, which is the reverse. Now you're getting into, here's what I can only tell you. Was there agitation? Was some of the speech reprehensible? Absolutely, 100%. Did it rise to the level of a crime? Not according to the police that were there. That's all I can tell you. But remember, the First Amendment also protects reprehensible speech. The fact of the matter is they were armed. There's where the distinction must be drawn. That's when law enforcement, David, would determine that somebody was making armed threats, etc. From what I understand, that didn't happen. You want to take it from there?
Well, you know, I go beyond just law enforcement making the determination. You know, I make the determination if my car is the one that's stopped. And again, if they're stopping cars and intimidating people and brandishing, that is illegal. And I don't care who's doing it. That must be stopped. If you can demonstrate that must be stopped. Yeah, you know, there's no argument on that. You cross a line and you go beyond free speech. And you go beyond, you know, the right to carry, and no one is going to support that except someone who is a domestic enemy.
Yeah, it is my understanding that no arrests have been made. And David, I'm with you on that, particularly that individual that was prone aiming the rifle up at the carving. There are people on that, as you said. It remains to be seen whether something happens there. What I can tell you is at this point that it doesn't appear that anyone, to my knowledge anyway, if you know different, let me know. MarketArmedAmericanRadio.org. Be more than happy to take a look at it and converse about it on the airwaves with David and others. But I haven't seen that yet. But that's where that line there, okay, that determination. And if law enforcement has seen any of that or heard any of that, they'll make that determination. I have yet to see that. All right, North Carolina, quickly. North Carolina. David, real fast, I just want to cover this. This came out yesterday, but Governor Cooper vetoed a bipartisan supermajority, by the way, bipartisan Second Amendment Preservation Act. And I'll just briefly cover this. The Second Amendment Preservation Act, House Bill 652, it passed the General Assembly with bipartisan supermajorities. He erroneously claimed that the bill will allow guns in schools and threatens the safety of students and teachers. Instead, it only applies to churches that operate schools and simply allows parishioners to carry when the school is not in session, if the church wishes to opt in. Governor Cooper's veto shows he couldn't care less about your personal safety at that church, and nor does he care about private property rights, no question about that. But it is going back to the General Assembly in North Carolina. We'll see if there's going to be an attempt to override the veto. With supermajorities, I would guess there probably will be. But North Carolina is not as gun-friendly as you think it is. Kind of strange. Back with David Kodrea right after this.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right. The Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too. Free, of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show. Indeed, these daily defense gunbroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. Real quick, shout out to the rest of our sponsors. I've told you a little bit about Defender Coffee and a couple others, but PulseTV.com. Some of you, the website address is PulseTV, P-U-L-S-E, as in Pulse. I'm taking his pulse. PulseTV.com/armed. That website was down. There was some work being done on it, apparently. For whatever reason, it's back up. A number of you sent me emails wanting to know, hey, I'm trying to get the tactical flashpoint flashlight over there, the 4,000 lumens. That's 62% off for Armed American Radio listeners and viewers. The website is up. I spoke to management over there today. PulseTV.com/armed. On the top left of the AAR shopping page, which encompasses thousands of products at great discounts, you will see that Pulse flashlight. Go get yours. Mine has already shipped, and I can't wait to get it. I also had another shipment of the Ninja light bulbs, because those things do work. So I'm putting them out on my back deck as well. That's PulseTV.com/armed. Crossbreed Holsters, of course, take advantage of the discounts at CrossbreedHolsters.com. My Pillow, the promo code is AAR. Let's not forget Car Arms. And, of course, this is the GunBroker.com studios. Please support us at the Second Amendment Foundation at SAF.org. North American Arms deserves our support. Love those guns. Love them. Carry one with me everywhere I go, particularly when I'm out at the ranch cutting grass and everything down by the creek down in the holler at the ranch. Great little guns with the 22s. Great little snake guns. We have copperheads down here. I kill them whenever I can. Ain't got no use for those things, especially when they're in my garage. And then, of course, Defender Coffee. And let's not forget frontsight.com. Tons of you are taking advantage of that. Please go get the certificate. It's free. Doesn't cost you a penny. You can use it. It never expires. You can use it whenever you want. If you don't want to use it, you can sell it. Okay? Ignatius Piazza is going to be on the program with me coming up this coming Sunday. He's never been on the program before. I'm looking forward to having him on. And that is frontsight.com/Mark. Frontsight.com/Mark. If I said armed previously, I don't remember if I did. Frontsight.com/MARK to get that. And let's not forget Led Slinger's Whiskey. Put your zip code in at ledslingerswhiskey.com and you'll find there, you'll find a distributor in your area. If there's no one there, ask them when one's coming, shoot them a contact over there, and they'll get back to you. But it's coming to you quickly. Great products over there. David Kodria, let's get back at it here quickly. I mentioned when we were coming out North Carolina, I'm not real pleased with North Carolina with what's going on over there. I hope that they override that veto. All right, David, I'm going to leave this segment to you, man. Where do you want to go to close out today's program?
Well, I'd like to stick on North Carolina at least for the next minute or so.
Take it away.
And just say, you know, if you are a North Carolina gun owner and you are not a member of Grassroots North Carolina,
oh yes,
why not? Yeah. Why not? Paul Vallone and you know his people there are doing the Lord's work, but they're doing it all by themselves. And you take a look, North Carolina has something like pushing on like 11 million citizens there, 11 million people, I'm sorry. I don't know how many voters they have there. I've been looking on my laptop during the break, and every site seems to be giving percentages, and I don't see a quick number of voters in North Carolina. But, you know, if you take a look and you think that there are 100 million gun owners in the United States, you know, it's not hard to think that, you know, there's a significant amount of gun owners in North Carolina that would be enough to keep, you know, a governor like Cooper out of office and replace him with someone with fidelity to the Constitution if yeah. only these people would get involved and do a little bit more than Tiger talking on internet comments. And you know, Mark, you heard me at like gun rights policy conferences, okay? Yeah. And these are things where the room that Alan Gottlieb rented was bursting at the seams, you know, filled with people, probably 750 people inside the room. And that was all nice and impressive, but my comment was, how come Alan doesn't have to rent a stadium? And if we truly support bear arms in this country, how come that stadium doesn't sell tickets comparable to the Super Bowl? Okay, instead of him, you know, having to fund the thing himself, you know, where is the support? You know, we have all this talk about supporting the Second Amendment, and how much of it actually translates into action, where you have a candidate who's a great candidate, a guy like Thomas Massey. Okay,
yeah,
that's probably the best guy in the Congress that I can think of off the top of my head. And yet, where are the donations to his campaign? Where are the campaign volunteers? Where are the people who are willing to walk precincts for him or man yeah. phone banks for him or do all of the necessary vital things in order to win an election? Okay, where is this coming from? And it takes me back to the children's story of the little red hen. Who will help me plant the wheat? Who will help me harvest? You know, who will help me harvest things? Who will help me grind the grain and bake the bread? And nobody wants to help, and everybody wants the bread at the end,
yeah.
and they all want to complain if the bread isn't good enough, and they all want to say, "And look, you and I, you know, you know, I have profound differences with NRA, with NRA management, I should say, because I'm an NRA life member, okay? But why is it that we're 5 million members? Why aren't we, you know, 20 million members for the NRA? Why isn't Gun Owners of America 5 million members? Why isn't Grassroots North Carolina a million members? You know, where, and on top of that, instead of just being members, why aren't you involved? Because you know what? If you let just management run things like Fairfax does with NRA, you wind up with all these disgruntled NRA members saying, well, I don't like this and I don't like the way their things are running. Well, what have you done? You know, Jeff Knopfler thinks that something like 7% even vote in NRA elections.
Yeah, it's, you know, you've got a lot of operative words in there. We could go off we don't have enough time to cover. I will say this about the NRA. Wayne LaPierre right now is the problem at the National Rifle Association. As you, I have tremendous trouble and have spoken and written publicly about it many, many, many times. And believe me, probably persona non grata at the next NRA convention as far as management's concerned. But I couldn't care less because they've destroyed No, I'm not. Let's just leave it at that. Management is the problem with the NRA.
But,
Grassroots
but,
North
but
Carolina, though, Paul needs
will
all the help
it,
he can
will
get.
It change without an activist membership?
Probably not. No, it won't. And what you'll see happening is the attrition that's going on naturally at the NRA is not helping matters anyway without any. We need younger group of people in there. We need fresh minds at the NRA. Relative to Grassroots North Carolina, Paul does a great job there. We get to see him at GRPC. But you're right, David, you've talked about this a number of times. I think I have an answer for your question. It's why we can't fill the mall in Washington, D.C. with 500,000 gun owners. It's why we can't do it year after year after year. But the left can. Here's why. Because the left is always trying to take something away from somebody. They get active. They're fighting for something. And now we look at it from a different perspective. I have my right to bear arms. I have my guns. Nobody's going to take them from me. We come at this with some apathy because, nobody's going to really take my guns away from me. It's very difficult to get somebody to protest something they already have, is my point. And it's sad and it's pathetic. And I'm going to use one word to point you in the direction of what you need to think of. Virginia. Because that shows us everything, David. It shows us what they want to do. At the federal level, Virginia. It shows us what they're willing to do to our gun rights, Virginia. It shows us what happens if we don't go to the polls in droves and vote our freedoms, Virginia. It shows the Democrats what's going to happen now that that beast has been poked in the chest too many times, Virginia. I can go back and forth with Virginia all day long, David, but it epitomizes this battle and this fight, this ongoing fight. You've got 30 seconds. Go ahead. Tell people where they can find you.
Yeah, it's just a matter, though, of the fact that gun owners feel complacent says that they don't really understand the issues. And whose responsibility is it to do your homework and figure out what your state of things is? You know, you're the pilot of your own plane. It's up to you to read the instrumentation.
David Kodria, warongguns.com. I can't thank you enough. I could keep you all week long. You never know. I might ask him to. We'll talk about that tomorrow. We'll make it David Kodria week on Armed American Radio. Carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman ever be caught outside his cave without his club. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you on the radio tomorrow.